Thank you, Madam Vice Chairperson, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to be here today to speak on behalf of the Government of Ireland. Ireland aligns itself with the statement made on behalf of the EU and its member states. And at the outset, I want to welcome the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the ICN2 Framework for Action and the excellent work of the WHO and FAO. We welcome the universal nature of the declaration and the acknowledgement of the interlinkages among the different forms of malnutrition. In Ireland, our own history has ensured that we will always speak out for the poor and oppressed, the malnourished and the starving. In the 19th century, during the Great Irish Famine, 1 million people died over a five-year period, and another million were forced to emigrate. The life expectancy of children dropped dramatically, and as our great poet and Nobel laureate Seamus Heaney wrote, we were a people hungering from birth, and hope rotted like a marrow. But out of such despair came another legacy, one where we became champions of the poor and starving, drawing from the pain of our own history and the idealism to insist on a better way. Our Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, referred to this 2 years ago at a national famine commemoration event when he said, the legacy of the famine is that we bear witness. When we see human suffering, we don't linger behind the scenes. We make them our personal business because they run so deep in the Irish heart, the Irish experience and the Irish psyche. And so we continue to bear witness to the horrors of world hunger and malnutrition, because by doing so, we honour our own past and the many who have fallen. It was a great honour this morning to have Pope Francis in attendance at this conference. During the worst days of our famine, his predecessor bravely intervened to save lives. In 1847, Pope Pius IX took the unprecedented step of issuing a papal encyclical to the international community, appealing for support for the victims of famine. And as a result, money was sent from congregations from all around the world, and without that intervention, the death rate would have been much higher. As we all know, malnutrition in any form is closely associated with socioeconomic development, and only by tackling basic issues such as poverty and human dignity will we make a lasting impression on global nutrition. Ireland supports the WHO dietary recommendations for optimal health, and I welcome the recent European Region Food and Nutrition Action Plan. Both the Action Plan and ICN2 recommend that countries put in place a National Nutrition Action Plan, and we are committed to doing exactly this. Young people are the key to our economic and social development, so protecting the health of our young people is a major priority. In Ireland, we're working hard on tackling the obesity problem in children, where 1 in 4 children are now overweight or obese by 3 years of age. Globally, it's estimated that 43 million children are obese or overweight by the age of 5, and this will impact on the quality of their lives and their future health outcomes. We have prioritised ensuring good nutrition for all in both our domestic policies and through our International Development Cooperation Programme. And I'd like to just mention 3 specific experiences. First of all, in Ireland, we're seeing the benefits of a multi-stakeholder approach to addressing nutrition issues through the Healthy Ireland Initiative. One example is a partnership among the private sector food processors, retailers, government agencies and universities to tackle the issue of high salt intake. This collaboration has seen a number of staple foods being reformulated into healthier food products through cooperation. A second, the provision of adequate food and nutrition for global populations requires sustainable intensification of food production. We're playing our part by continuing to develop our agri-food sector in a sustainable manner through Origin Green, which is the sustainable production of high-quality, safe food of high nutritional value. This will assist us and other countries in meeting the ever-growing global food and nutrition security demand. Thirdly, tackling global hunger and particularly addressing malnutrition is at the heart of our international development aid programme and our foreign policy, and it's a key priority for our aid programme, Irish Aid. Through the Sun Movement, Ireland supports high-burden countries to develop and implement national nutrition strategies through action in health, education, sanitation, water and gender empowerment. Delegates, to conclude, I believe that human capital is the most valuable and important form of capital, and key to realising that capital and releasing its value is good health and good nutrition. We welcome ICN2 and its call to raise the profile of nutrition within relevant national strategies, policies, action plans and programs, and align national resources accordingly. We stand ready to broker connections, to share our experience, our expertise and our resources to assist countries committed to improving nutrition and to learn from the experiences of others. Thank you very much.